get me. Don't let it get me out. Don't let it get me out.
This is Meme and Gracie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Some good stuff right there.
Yeah, so what was that song, Gracie?
That was Eaten by the Monster of Love by the Sparks.
Yeah. And so far we've listened to the Go-Go's and the Sparks. What does that mean for us tonight?
It means it is 80s night.
Which I'm entirely unfamiliar with, so this is Gracie's night.
Yes, my parents raised me on New Wave, so that is what we will be playing today.
Very exciting. So, yeah, actually, this was strictly Gracie, so you're about to listen to...
Is somebody calling?
Is it flashing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's play the next song, and then I'll go ahead and work on this.
This is Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough.
Baby, are you out of my head? set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel and you give me your love. And I just can't seem to get enough. I just can't get enough.
That was Modern Love by David Bowie. May he rest in peace. I feel like I didn't even really like David Bowie. And then when he passed, I was like, I felt inspired to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like slowly became one of my favorite artists.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've listened to enough of David Bowie to like actually say he's one of my favorite artists. Oh, okay. Hold on. We're getting a caller.
It's okay. Difficult to answer the calls, but we try.
It is.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air. Nope. Did it work? Hello? No, we're going to try that again later.
If you, whoever that was, wants to call back, we can try and answer it.
Yeah, one more time. Give us one more shot. But yeah. I like Spaceman Oddity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. That's about it. That's all that I know. Okay, here we go. So, mic one is on. We're going to press that and then turn this on. Hello?
You need to turn. Hello?
Hey.
You're on air. Hi.
Hi, Lily, and Ashley, and Coop.
Mom, you're too.
Hi, Mommy. This is my family. They are calling to say hi.
Hi, Gracie's family.
What have you guys been thinking so far? Hello?
Wait, Cooper's going to tell a joke. I don't know any jokes right now. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
Get it?
You fell for it.
You really got
me there. You didn't stand a chance.
I didn't.
Oh, man. All right. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Do you have any jokes to top that off, Gracie?
No.
No? Coop, I don't have any good jokes.
No.
Okay. I think we're going to play our next song.
What is our next song?
It is I Melt With You by Modern English.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, guys. Love you lots.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Moving forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. Lives, the kind which never hates. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human's race. Never comprehending the race I'd lost. Stop the world and make
I love that song.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Even the one before that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we were just talking about how that song always reminds us of our favorite childhood movie.
Sky High.
Just such a good movie.
Such. It holds up a lot. Like, every time you rewatch it,
yeah.
I'm, like, always worried that I'm going to be like, oh, wow, Sky High isn't as good as I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it is.
Yeah.
That's actually been happening to me with so many movies. It's so upsetting. Like, I'll rewatch them and be like, oh. It
wasn't as good as I remembered it.
Yeah.
That is a bummer. But then sometimes you rewatch a movie and you're like, wow, I never knew that was what that movie was about. And then
yeah.
You're just, your eyes are open and it's the best experience of your life. So yeah, it really depends. Did I tell you that my Japanese teacher, she gave us free tickets to the movies to go watch a movie in Japanese?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Except it's kind of just like a free ticket to the movie theater. So,
so you could watch whatever you wanted?
I could technically watch anything I wanted.
We'll see what happens with that. The Girl on a Train, so
yeah.
We could just go see that.
We could just go see that. I'm only halfway through the book.
Oh, you're reading it?
I am reading it.
What do you think?
It's interesting. It's a lot of her just in and out of consciousness and
yes.
sadness, so, you know.
I listened to it on audiobook, and, like, the first, like, quarter, I was like, this is so interesting, like, I'm so hooked, and mm-hmm. then I was like, this is a lot of the same.
Yeah, there's some random guy that she keeps seeing in the train, and it's a lot of random blood.
A lot of random people. Confusion.
Confusion, and ultimately peeing your pants in some random person's living room, or not. Her rent, but that person that she was living with.
Not what you want to have.
No, no. Most certainly not. Yeah, I would much rather spend a movie night in with my free ticket of Japanese movies than a...
What movie? Is it playing at, like, the Somerville Theater?
It's at the Kendall Square Cinema, so I have to, like...
Oh, that's like a trek. That's a hike.
Yeah, it's kind of... weird because I wouldn't just go by myself,
mm-hmm.
so I have to, like, pair up with another person from my class,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel, like, close enough
to anyone. As we've mentioned, like, the people who take Japanese are usually weird, so
yeah, it's interesting. They're nice. They're very, very nice.
Right.
Their interests, on the other hand, can tend to be very weird, but anyway, you know.
You'll make it work.
We'll definitely make it work.
I've always found it weird that movie going is like a group activity. Because
I feel
like it makes more sense to be a solo activity.
It totally is a solo activity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as fun when you're by yourself.
Yeah. No, completely. Like, yeah. It's, even though I can, like, I feel like intelligently comprehend that it's not, like, that it should be a solo activity, I never view it that way.
Yeah. But I think that with, like, the rise of Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Movie watching has become more of a solo activity. Like, in the past, it wasn't as much.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? Like, where do you think movie watching will be in the future? Like, do you think it'll even be a family thing anymore? I guess, in general, we watch a lot more movies.
Yeah.
Because of Netflix. So.
And I also like that, like, we carve out time to watch, like, Scream Queens together.
Yeah, that is nice.
We make it a group activity once again.
Of course. Yeah, no, for all our listeners out there, because we've just been having a nice conversation here. We have, like, a projector in my room,
mm-hmm.
and every week we pull it out and sit down, and the roommates and I will just sit down and watch an episode of Scream Queens or some other movie.
Very important.
So important. Roommate bonding is the number one most important thing in college.
True.
Stay in school, kids.
Right.
Okay. What do we have up next?
A classic 80s band.
Okay.
The B-52s with Rome.
Mm. Sounds good. Fired up.
Yeah. troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
We'll be right back.
Christian Jive. Hey, we're back.
We are impressed by the quality of that PSA.
So impressed. Wow. WMFO really stepped it up. Yeah.
So donate, guys.
Donate to WMFO.org. Yeah.
Help keep us alive.
Yep.
Who doesn't want a reverent 80s music at least 1 hour a week?
Mm-hmm. At least 1 hour.
At least.
Yep.
Who else is doing this theme? Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I feel like 80s music is so, I don't know, because since we're talking about movies, mm-hmm. I feel like it's very important, like, they're so iconic when it comes to, like, the movies, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, totally.
Almost every song that we've listened to tonight, I can associate very strongly with a movie that I really like.
No, totally.
Yeah.
No, I feel like most of, like, some of it I've got from, like, just listening to music, but, like, since I love 80s movies so much, most of it comes from, like, listening to those soundtracks.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's just kind of, like, I feel like soundtracks are less important now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, what's a big movie soundtrack of, like, 2016?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I was listening to the Birth of a Nation soundtrack mm-hmm. the other day. Not bad.
Have you seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie.
Okay.
So I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Soundtrack itself.
Great.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you're right. I don't feel like we associate, like, movies with their soundtracks as much anymore.
Yeah.
And even then, it's more, I feel like we've even moved away from, like, associating, like, instrumental soundtracks
yeah.
with a movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have Jurassic Park, Titanic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Those all have, like, very...
Yeah, like, iconic ones. Like, you can't think of one like that in recent years. Or, like, that had the same impact. Like, they've tried.
Mm-hmm.
But it just hasn't...
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Do you have a favorite 80s movie?
Ugh. It's like asking someone's favorite child, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite 80s movie is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's a nice. Good one.
It is a good one. So I've heard.
My favorite John Hughes movie is Weird Science. Have you seen it?
I've not seen that one. Is it? What's it about?
Okay. So it is about these two people who, one of them is Anthony Michael Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Who build, like, a girl and she comes to life.
Wow.
It's pretty funky.
That's pretty funky. That's pretty out there.
Well, we play music. I'm going to make you watch a trailer of it.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I feel like although you may have grown up with 80s music, my parents were not in America in the 80s. And so, you know,
it just
we
wasn't.
Missed out on a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, here we go. What's our next song?
We have a little bit of a change of pace. We have The Smiths.
Okay.
What difference does it make?
All right.
Treasure this one, if you want tonight.
Nothing like a little Madonna to end the night.
A good Madonna song. And nothing like a good PSA about not getting the flu.
Oh, good.
All right.
Flu season.
Here we go. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flus. Keeping your hands and the surface you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Some important stuff.
Important.
Yeah, I've heard me planning to be a doctor that washing your hands is very important.
True.
Yeah, scientific fact. In case you didn't know that already, which you probably didn't.
You really enlightened us today.
Yeah, Lincoln. You're welcome. You're welcome, people of Medford. Yeah, it's been a good night.
Yeah, one last song for you.
Yeah, I mean, can we? We actually haven't checked.
Should I check Kanye?
Yeah, I was just about to do that.
I feel like, especially like with everything that happened with Kim recently,
he's gotta have tweeted.
Nope.
No? Okay.
On that note, this is Good Guy, Goodbye from Oingo Boingo. I thought it was relevant as our last song.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
See you next week, same time, same place.